Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to our local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located just about 12 miles west of New York City.
And with us today, we have our medical director, Dr. Cole. Welcome.
Hi,
welcome.
Danielle and Lauren.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And he just told us right before the show started that he knows a little fact about Northern New Jersey's Taylor ham and pork roll debate.
Oh.
So the way that I understood it was, the two main brands were John Taylor ham and Trenton pork roll. So that's where the, not confusion, but the two terms come from. Because those are the main brands, the staple or gold standard of the two.
Oh.
And that's how they kind of took the names.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hot take, do you like pork roll or Taylor ham better?
Probably Taylor ham.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. You can stay on the podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And today we are just going to know a little bit more about our medical director. So thank you for meeting with us today and being on our podcast. So our podcast, the goal for this podcast is to introduce our audience to the health department and what we do, including those we work with, such as yourself.
Excellent.
All right. So let's get started. Where did you grow up?
Believe it or not, Daniel, I grew up right here in Clifton, New Jersey, and I loved growing up here. This was before the explosion of the digital technology and smartphones and internet. That are consuming us today. We did things outdoors, like playing with our friends, sports, activities, bikes, etc. And those experiences, I would say, are good personal experiences and good for the development of youth, let's say.
So they shaped you.
Correct.
Awesome.
And
where did you go to high school?
I went to grammar school in Clifton, but I went to high school in Bergen Catholic, which is Oradell, which is not far. It was a simple commute.
Okay. Very nice. And then you...
College, Seton yep. Hall, and medical school, St. George's, and then residency, which was both in New Jersey, so St. Barnabas, and then UMDNJ. But what was nice about that was... I got to see all different sides. So I did UMDNJ, which is an inner city in Newark Hospital. Got to do a Hackensack, which is a more, I would say, private hospital, and also the Veterans Affairs in East Orange. So it was a very good balance of clinical activities. And to the vets, you know, thank you for your service to all the vets.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And during that time, did you have an idea of what specialty you wanted to go into, or?
So I would say a little bit before that, initially I thought that this field, the medical field, was so interesting to know how the body works, which is so complex. There's just so many amazing body systems. That is what began to steer me in the medical direction.
Okay. Was there a moment that inspired you to pursue this profession?
I don't think it was a moment that inspired me, but as I progressed, so I was in that direction, and then as I progressed or matriculated through the academic studies, I was able to see the pathway that I needed to take.
Was that in high school or college?
I would say high school, because then by the time you get to college, you want to start gearing your major towards a certain direction,
okay.
as opposed to just getting into a major that you're not going to use. You want to have a target.
Yeah.
And then, so I would say by that time I was more focused. So in the medical side field. So initially I thought physical therapy, and then so you take the courses that are equal for both.
Okay.
And then you could see which way you want to branch off.
Mm. Now you wanted to do physical therapy?
I think I started there. Because if you just applied pre-med, you couldn't get into that program. But the reverse was true. You could switch from that to pre-med. So it was...
So it was kind of like...
Strategic, maybe?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Oh, nice.
And additionally, with that side, you get to help people. So in addition to it being interesting the way that all these systems work, you get to help people and you get to interact with people while doing so. You know, there's so many professions that people have no interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you could work anywhere as a doctor.
That's true.
In this country or elsewhere if you want
elsewhere.
To.
Okay. Was there a moment, because you're our medical director, mm-hmm. You help the health department all the time. Is there a moment where you kind of wanted to go into public health was something that you not took a course on, but seen over time? It's like, I need to go more into the community.
So I think it's nice to have a balance between private and public health is nice to incorporate that as well. I think it happened, not coincidental, but with COVID, that was about the time. So it was more urgent at the time.
Okay.
And then it transitioned into.
Oh, nice. Not nice. COVID was a terrible moment.
But that's just a
transition. But it was a transition period, and you became our medical director. So that was, you're very helpful during that moment in time. Next, if you had to do it all over again, what, if any, would you do differently?
Probably in college, I wouldn't have taken this one professor. He was the toughest guy ever.
Oh.
But aside from that,
may I ask what class?
It was, I think, Bio 102 or Bio 1 and Bio 2. He was just very brutal. You know, in college, sometimes you have to listen to when people say, don't take this person. Because he was brutal, let's say. But maybe that shaped us, too. But no, I'd have to say I would not have done things differently.
Okay.
However, if I could have taken, if I had to take a different career pathway, I may have been just as content. As they say, if you're happy or love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. You know that saying?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Yes,
I
try
to remind myself.
So the goal is to
see
what you like or enjoy, pursue it, and you'll have limited regrets.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is speaking wisdom upon this podcast. So that was a tip for all those young listeners out there. Do what you love. You will never work a day in your life. So thank you for that.
Of course.
Now, I guess this goes into, I'm actually going to switch some of the questions. I guess this goes into it. What are some words of wisdom you would give a young person if he or she sought your advice?
Okay. So to start, and as a segue of what we were starting off with about the technology and the smartphones, don't miss out on your childhoods with smartphones and technology. Determine what you want to do in life and then determine how to get there. As we were saying, don't just pick a major, explore the different fields and see what path you're interested in, and then proceed on a more focused pathway to get there. Sometimes you have to overcome an obstacle to succeed, but it can be done. Seek advice when necessary, be creative, and you'll get there.
Okay. Was there someone you kind of sought advice to? Was there a mentor or someone who had a major impact in your life?
So to start, I'd say that there are so many individuals who have a positive and incremental impacts on our lives and my life as well, and shaping our lives. But I'd be remiss if I not to say my parents and my grandparents had a tremendous impact on my life, namely by providing or giving me love, support, trust, encouragement, respect, and instilling the important qualities of hard work, dedication, self-reliance, etc.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I have more questions, sorry. Is there any challenges you've faced along your way?
Certainly. You know, courses are tough. Life, you know, throws curveballs mm-hmm. at you. But if you stay focused, you can get there.
Nice.
And push through it.
Okay. And I know a lot of people are kind of, we're moving into springtime now, and COVID has been on the back of people's minds. But is there some tips you can give a person regarding just living a healthy life?
Sure. We could touch back on COVID, but the healthy side mm-hmm. of it. At the very minimum, people should be aware of the disease process, such as diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. So diabetes is elevated blood sugar, hypertension is elevated blood pressure, and obesity is elevated weight. So with diabetes and hypertension, if unchecked over time, it can really take a toll on your body and overall health. So monitoring and screening for these are simple and important, and that will help you live a healthy life.
Yeah.
Obesity can overtax your body as well and contribute to the other two mentioned medical conditions. So some lifestyle changes that one can do, namely diet and exercise, but especially focus on the diet and, of course, medications if necessary.
Awesome. And so we love to put a plug in for Dr. Cole being at our botany office. He will be doing primary care and screenings, blood pressure checks, glucose checks, and general checkups. That will be, again, at our Clifton satellite office, 207 Parker Ave, Clifton, New Jersey. If you would like an appointment, you can always give us a call at 973-265-1533. And I have another question.
Sure.
Since you are our medical director and you lead us through difficult, definitely during 2020, you led us through difficult times, in partnership with our health officer, of course. Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what makes a great leader?
Someone who is able to not command, but lead his organization and mm-hmm. have a goal, and then those goals are disseminated down to the staff, and everyone is on the same page to fulfill that goal. I think that's the most important part of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I absolutely agree with you. I think leaders should definitely know how to lead, first of all, and not be kind of like a commander, kind of like dictating what the staff should do. So I want to thank you so much. Do you have any final words of wisdom, any final advice you would like to give our listeners?
I would say to the audience of mm-hmm. parents, kids, and even elderly who take care of parents and kids, today with the advent or overwhelming amount of drugs, opioids, fentanyl, etc., kids and parents must be aware of the risk. Mm. There's too many individuals being impacted by this. Some of the young individuals just want to experiment, and we understand that, but it's just too risky and unwise to do so. And all it takes is one time to have a serious issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to dive deeper into that come Opioid Awareness Month. So thank you for that kind of take. But definitely listen to these tips on these podcasts. And if you are suffering with any opioid addiction, you can call one of our social workers here at the Clifton Health Department at 973-470-5760. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren and Danielle. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lauren, take us out.
Tune in to our podcast every other Monday for a new episode. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. You can follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?